What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bert Show.
I want to know, are you allowed to be a 35-year-old bridezilla? Because I know one right now.
Okay.
And let me just give you some examples of the bridezilla-ness. And for whatever reason to me, my perception is that this would be much more tolerable if she were a bride at 25 pulling these moves than at 35 pulling these moves, you know? But this is her first wedding, and I get it. You're real excited, you know.
It has to be the perfect day, man. This is it.
Yeah,
thought about this my whole life. The days after it don't matter.
Right.
This is the important day.
And I don't know. I just think it's a little outrageous to have 10 bridesmaids and 10 groomsmen when you're 35. I don't know why that makes a difference to me.
You're going to have to do dude speak on this because I don't, why
I
is that out of
I don't know why.
Line.
It seems like when you're younger and you do like a big to-do wedding, that makes more sense. But as you get older, to me, I don't know, putting all your 35-year-old friends in bridesmaids' dresses that all match and have to be designer and ordered and cut to fit and dyed shoes to match and all that kind of stuff just seems more ridiculous.
Katie and I have had this discussion because because when we've talked about our own inability to get married, but if we had the ability to get married, we've had that discussion. Both of us in our 30s, and I say, I think that you spend all your money on the reception, have a great party, and then just maybe, you know, the two of us just do something private with witnesses. And then she completely disagrees because she felt like, well, if it's your first wedding, you should be able to get away with anything you want at any age. But if it's a subsequent wedding, then all bets are off.
So are we talking about two different things here? If you're getting married for the first time at 35 or 37, are you also saying it shouldn't be the same? Like dressing all your bridesmaids up just feels...
It feels juvenile to me.
Okay. Well, I had never heard that before.
And I don't know why. And it's probably because I've been through a wedding before. And if I ever got married again, it would be a much more small, like, you know, intimate affair.
But what if this was your first?
See, I don't know if I even have the I could even have the perspective on it because I already did that. You know what I mean? But I feel like, I don't know, something about it. As you get older, I think that subsequently your wedding should get more...
See, I think it's different if it's manageable.
I think
it's different if it's your second or third wedding, but I think your first wedding, you should go all out.
No matter how old.
No matter how old you are, because I think it's all about the celebration, and you want all your friends a part of it, especially if it's your first one.
Now, Wendy's saying that as 24 years old.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not in my 30s yet.
I guess I just feel like by the time that your friends are 35 or 37 or whatever it is that they are, they've already been in 14 weddings, and they're probably on their second kid, and they don't want to be in a designer dyed, you know, pale pink gown.
The irony is, though, you know, in your mid-30s, you can afford it.
Right.
And when you're 24, you can.
That's true. Right. So anyway, I know a bridezilla right now who is doing all kinds of stuff like that. The other thing is that she has invited one sister-in-law to be in the wedding party, but not the other. Because she doesn't like the other one.
Mm-mm. Oh, you can't do that.
That's a quick way to divide the family right there.
Yeah. Yeah. One in the wedding and one not in the wedding. Not cool.
Not cool.
You can't do that.
Mm-mm. No.
Because she is closer friends with the one sister of the groom and not the other one, but has like picked one to be in the wedding party and the other one not to be. And then the other thing is that some friends are throwing or were trying to throw like a nice shower for her. And when you're a bride and you are getting showers thrown for you and parties thrown for you, the only thing you're supposed to do is say thank you and provide the list of names and addresses for the hosts of the party.
Because the host handles everything.
The host handles everything. Mm-hmm. You're just supposed to be quiet and gracious, and whatever it is that they want to do for you, that's what you do. That's the etiquette, right? Oh, no. This bridezilla is getting all involved on what kind of a shower it's going to be, who's invited, whether it's all women or whether it's going to be couples invited to the whole thing.
And like, she just waited till 35, Jen. It is going to be perfect.
Right. And like getting all up in the mix and involved in all of that kind of stuff. I'm like, really? This is somebody like doing something nice for you? You should sit back, shut up, and be nice, you know, and like be gracious about it. But she's like all up in arms about it. But you're right. It's because she's waited this long.
And she's,
you know?
Yeah. And the whole, yeah, you know more of what you want at 35 than you do at 24 or 25. So,
or you've had longer to obsess about it, maybe. Yeah.
You're more set in your ways and like, this is what I want. There's no flexibility about it.
Yeah. To me, it just seems a little ridiculous as you get older. But I had this debate with some of my friends, and some of my friends feel the way that Wendy does. Like, if it's your first wedding, go all out. Doesn't matter how old you are. But to me, as you get older, the wedding needs to get a little bit more manageable.
If I was straight and getting married at 39, I'm not having the same wedding that I would have had at 23.
Because much more subdued version of the
whole
thing.
It almost looks silly. It almost looks silly to me.
It seems silly.
I never even thought about it in that way.
39-year-old walking out there in her big old white dress. And I would feel silly.
See, the white dress, I'm fine with. The huge wedding party.
I'm talking about the big prom-like. I don't know.
So when does the dream die? Is it 28? Is it 27? Well, is it 30 for you? Y'all.
It's not the dream dying. It's just the ceremony and the way you celebrate. Like, you know, Wendy's keyword celebration. The celebration needs to change to fit your age.
Well, I'm heading to agree.
It's like showing your midsection. There's a certain age you just can't
you
do.
Can't
it.
Have, you can't cool. have a muffin top wedding.
It's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.